Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Welcome, energetic viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 16 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's Channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's Channel 65. In Hotuth, on Channel 21, through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Sinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and GlobalView Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. You can also log on to Supreme Master Television at www.suprememastertv.com, featuring high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the United States Agency for International Development provides assistance to Philippine students. In good governance news, African kings and royals promote peace and integration. In education news, school linking program connects students in Scotland and Falkland Islands to share eco-information. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today in history, February 28th, Nobel laureate and peace activist Dr. Linus Pauling was born in Portland, Oregon, USA in 1901. He is one of the few people to win two Nobel Prizes, one for chemistry in 1954 and one for peace in 1962. He is renowned for his contributions involving molecular structure and chemical bonding. His book, The Nature of the Chemical Bond and the Structure of Molecules and Crystals, is recognized by many as one of the most important works in the history of chemistry. His research with vitamin C and its role in warding off the common cold is also well known. Dr. Pauling was an outspoken proponent of peace. In 1957, he campaigned against nuclear testing and delivered a petition to the United Nations with over 11,000 signatures of scientists from around the world. Dr. Linus Pauling's legacy in science and peace has contributed to making this world a better place for all.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Afghanistan. As heavy snowfall struck Panjshir and Herat provinces in the country's mountainous northern region, families were displaced and at least a dozen lives lost, as 46,000 people were affected in 11 villages. Reports stated that more than 35 avalanches had isolated many families, with no access to food, heating, or medicine. Concerned as to whether the people in these isolated places were receiving adequate help, Supreme Master Qinghai had pledged a donation of $15,000 if our association's relief team could go. This amount would purchase an equivalent of $863,000 in necessities in the United States based on Afghanistan's cost of living. With Master's permission, we would like to share the following report from our association's relief team.
Most merciful Master, regarding snow in Afghanistan, we thank Master with all our hearts for the relief aid of $15,000 to help the Afghan people who were affected by snow and cold weather. We have been in contact with a local resident who lives in Herat and works for the United Nations Development Programme, or UNDP. Regarding the latest information of the disaster in Herat, the situation is not critical and still under control. We will continue to check the situation if any further help is needed and update the information to Master. We are very much grateful for Master's loving concern upon the Afghan people.
Supreme Master Qinghai replied to this letter as follows. Dear Love, thank you for trying. Pray for them. Qinghai.
Our thankfulness to Supreme Master Qinghai for always offering her assistance to the vulnerable living in remote places worldwide. We do pray for the safety of the good-hearted Afghan people as well as the protection of the entire planet from unfavorable weather events such as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Beloved English actress remembered. Television actress Wendy Richard, best known for her role as Pauline Fowler in the British soap opera EastEnders, has passed away at age 65. Miss Richard first became known through her role in the 1960s BBC soap opera The Newcomers and continued with a memorable part as a sales assistant in the 1970s sitcom Are You Being Served? She went on to contribute to the entertainment world for the next two decades as Pauline Fowler in the popular EastEnders, for which she was awarded a Lifetime Achievement British Soap Award. She was also designated a member of the Order of the British Empire, or MBE, during the Queen's Birthday Honours of 2000. We send our deepest sympathy to the loved ones of Wendy Richard, whose talent and luminous achievements will be long remembered. May her soul rest peacefully in heaven's eternal light and love.
Palestinian groups commit to unification process. Senior negotiators from the Hamas and Fatah parties, along with representatives of 10 other groups, met in Cairo, Egypt, for the Egyptian-mediated peace talks. They announced an agreement to establish five committees that will begin working on March 10th to advance the main government unification process with a plan to achieve a final accord by the end of the month. We laud your progress, Palestinian parties, and send our thanks for Egypt's kind mediating assistance. With Allah's grace, may your efforts lead to lasting peace and harmony for all Palestinians and throughout the Middle East. United Nations provides aid to Colombia. During a recent visit to the country, Undersecretary General for Humanitarian Affairs and Emergency Relief Coordinator John Holmes met with government officials and visited several of the country's vulnerable communities. On behalf of the United Nations, the Undersecretary pledged $5 million for the development of the Chocó region in western Colombia. The donation will specifically assist the area's inhabitants, which include indigenous peoples, internally displaced persons, and Afro-Colombian communities. Our gratitude, Undersecretary General Holmes and United Nations, and heaven bless your generous and caring assistance. Wishing our brethren in Colombia prosper in fulfillment and peace.
Charitable Realtor Head Vegetarian Food Bank. The Ontario Vegetarian Food Bank, launched by Realtor Milan Joseph of Toronto, Canada, in May 2008, has seen rapid growth in both supporters and grateful recipients. Now serving some 200 people each week at two locations, the food bank seeks to provide nourishing sustenance to low-income vegetarians while welcoming non-vegetarians as well. Mr. Joseph, who came to Canada from Sri Lanka in 1998, decided to establish the food bank when he realized the apparent need for such a service. He explained his motivation, saying, "No one should have to say they are starving." Mr. Joseph, you are a true hero and a shining example for people in your community and elsewhere. May the Providence bless you and all your selfless endeavors that brighten the lives of so many.
Young vegetarianism on the rise in Washington, USA. Through the promptings of their own conscience, along with information from animal rights groups like People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, teenagers from the Cowlitz County in Washington have adopted the meat-free diet for animal welfare and health. Aubrey Hallett, age 17, said, "I was just sick of animals being mistreated." 16-year-old Ashlyn Coleman said, "It's a living thing. Even chickens are really intelligent." A vegetarian for 5 years, 17-year-old Scotty Schroeder said, "If I control my diet and do it in a healthy way, I can avoid mad cow disease and avian flu." Hats off, vegetarian youth, for your wise and loving choices. May our world be graced with many young persons, such as yourselves, lighting the way to more compassionate living for all beings on Earth.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk. Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat eating. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year. Cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion is spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soil. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more. some of the costs of milk consumption. Bacterial microbes, pesticides and enzymes found in cheese derive from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Dog saves family from house fire in New Brunswick, Canada. Lexi's barking alerted her caregiver, Mr. Andrew Ronalds, who was in the basement of the home with his two sons, ages 2 and 5. Mr. Ronalds came upstairs to find the back of his house on fire and ran back down to quickly get his sons to safety outside the home. Unfortunately, caring Lexi did not make it. Thanks to her courageous help, the Ronalds family is safely staying with friends and have donations coming from the community. We are so glad to hear that Mr. Ronalds and his two sons were kept from harm and wish for them to be blessed with a new home soon. Our heartfelt condolences for the loss of devoted Lexi. May her loving soul rest in the eternal splendor of the divine. Supreme Master Ching Hai wished to convey to the mourning family that she is crying with them for their cherished dog companion. She is sending a posthumous Shining World Hero Award for Lexi, as well as a $500 donation for the family to acquire any urgent personal items.
Save Our Planet, Water Resources Imperiled in New Zealand. Based on a review of the government's recently proposed National Policy Statement for Freshwater Management, New Zealand author Elizabeth Chambers notes that quality freshwater sources across the nation are becoming scarcer due to unsustainable water management, increasing climate change-related droughts, pollution from the widespread use of fertilizers, and, most significantly, the large dairy industry, which not only requires immense amounts of fresh water, but causes waterway pollution from farm runoff. The New Zealand government is developing a number of regulations to ensure a continuous and reliable supply of safe fresh water across the nation. At the same time, it is recognizing that dairy production is a major part of the problem, with one cow requiring between 2,000 and 4,000 litres of water for every litre of milk, according to British journalist Fred Pearce. Miss Chambers, we appreciate this candid report describing the imminent scarcity of fresh water across the nation. May the wise government of New Zealand recommend such practices such as the vegan diet to secure the future abundance of this precious resource. In an interview with James Bean of Spiritual Awakening Radio in the United States in July 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai pointed out that rampant water shortages and waterway pollution worldwide are both largely the result of using animal products.
Now, concerning water, one serving of beef is 1,200 gallons. One serving of chicken, 330 gallons, and one complete vegan meal, including tofu, rice, vegetables, etc., is only 98 gallons. Everybody was talking a lot about food shortage and water shortage. The main cause is, again, livestock raising. That is not included in the contamination of most world bodies of water and related usages. We cannot afford it forever like this. We have to stop the meat consumption. We have to stop the meat in order to even survive.
Save Our Planet. Global warming forecasts U.S. health risks and wastelands. A group of the world's leading scientists addressed United States legislators with an update on climate science. Led by the head of the Intergovernmental Panel for Climate Change, Dr. Rajendra K. Pachauri, the presentation was the first time the U.S. Congress was presented with information about the imminent dangers to public health due to global warming, including increased respiratory illness and infections due to warming temperatures. Warning of heat waves, reduced rain, melting snowpack, and drying rivers, Dr. Christopher Field of the Carnegie Institute for Science stated, with severe drought from California to Oklahoma, a broad swath of the Southwest is basically robbed of having a sustainable lifestyle. Dr. Pachauri, Dr. Field, and other esteemed scientists, our respectful thanks for your efforts to ensure government action at this urgent and most needed time. Let us join with all nations to step toward lifestyles that bring a brighter tomorrow for ourselves and our children.
Save our planet. Philippine children become eco-advocates. Third grade students at Pembo Elementary School in Makati City recently learned about climate change through a program sponsored by the Worldwide Fund for Nature, Philippines and the Hong Kong and Shanghai, or HSBC Bank. Learning the basics about the human activities that have resulted in global warming, along with simple things they can do to help, is part of the HSBC Eco Kids project, designed to assist young students in becoming agents of change themselves. The volunteer HSBC WWF teams are bringing the Eco Kids message to schools throughout the Philippines, thus far-reaching more than 4,000 students. A green salute, Hong Kong and Shanghai, or HSBC Bank and Worldwide Fund for Nature, for your efforts to awaken awareness and eco-determination in Philippine youth. Surely endeavors such as yours will go far in fostering the stewardship needed to restore our Earth.
Save our planet. 2 decades of green energy investments in Tunisia. Over the past 20 years, support for solar energy has been steadily increasing, with 62,000 square meters of solar panels installed last year and plans to install 500,000 square meters in 2009. Solar water heaters are also being widely implemented, and wind farms currently generate 6% of the country's total electricity needs, with plans for a total of 300 megawatts coming from wind by 2011. These combined efforts have led to a minimizing of overall imports of petroleum. Bravo, Tunisia, on your many advancements toward energy sustainability. We wish the warm-hearted Tunisian people abundant green comfort in harmony with Mother Nature.
Save our planet. In Brisbane, Australia, Lord Mayor Campbell Newman participates in planting the 500,000th tree as part of a goal to green the city with 2 million trees by 2012.
Hello, how are you, friends? I am Amtilo the Antelope, and I'm a vegetarian. Would you like to hear a tip on saving energy? When appliances are in very good working order, they function more efficiently. For instance, you can save energy by making sure the reflectors underneath the burners of your stovetop are always clean. Also, check out the electric coil and door gaskets in your oven to see if they may need replacing. Please consult with professionals for any help you may need. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now let's see the weather around our gorgeous globe.
In world news, the United States donates $86 million U.S. dollars for education in the Philippines. The U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, contributed the funds to be used by the Philippine Department of Education, DepEd, in the Autonomous Region in Muslim Mindanao and the Western and Central Mindanao regions. USAID will support DepEd in providing young people with better educational opportunities and experiences. DepEd Secretary Jesley Lapu stated, Education is the most effective tool to achieve peace and development. Our accolades are U.S. Agency for International Development, and God bless your generosity to the young people of the Philippines. May all children be nourished by love and encouragement.
In good governance news, African kings and royals promote peace and integration. A gathering was held in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, led by His Majesty King Jean-Gervais Chifizi of the Ivory Coast, Permanent Secretary General of the Forum of Kings, Princes, Sultans, Sheikhs and Customary Chiefs in Africa. His Majesty King Zi Jean-Gervais said, "Traditional leaders have a vital role to fill a gap between diplomatic relations in finding alternative solutions to solve all conflicts." The Forum of Kings, Princes, Sultans, Sheikhs and Customary Chiefs in Africa was established in September 2008 in Libya. "We respectfully laud you, Your Majesty King Jean-Gervais Chifizi, and other esteemed members of the Forum of Kings, Princes, Sultans, Sheikhs and Customary Chiefs in Africa, for working together for peace. May the Providence grace all nations with harmonious and brotherly relations." Up next on Noteworthy News, students in Scotland and the Falkland Islands will link via webcam to talk about wildlife. We'll give the dog a hug and be right back. Please stay tuned for more Foresighted News on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, benefiting news for a progressive world. In education news, students in Scotland and the Falkland Islands learn about each other's natural environment. As part of a Royal Zoological Society of Scotland, RZSS School Linking Program, Miss Polly Philpott and Miss Sandy Robb, education officers from RZSS, spent 1 month in the Falkland Islands. They visited schools and youth groups to share information about Scottish wildlife and conservation concerns. Also, students from 56 schools across Scotland are learning about the ecology of the Falkland Islands. In June, a school linking day at Edinburgh Zoo will be held to facilitate the eco-interested students to converse through webcam. Kudos, Miss Polly Philpott, Miss Sandy Robb, and Royal Zoological Society of Scotland for this innovative project. May people throughout the world join to safeguard our cherished natural world.
Please join us for laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, "A Useful Report."
The wife said to her husband, "Our son is not going to sleep. Could you please read him one of your office reports?" The husband said, how would he go to sleep over my office report?" The wife said, "After listening for a while, he will sleep right away."
And now for our viewers' heartline.
"This program is very interesting to me, and I can gain knowledge. Betsy from Padang, Indonesia."
Good-hearted Betsy, we are happy to hear that you like Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed again online or downloaded free of charge. Please share information about the urgent need to be vegan with your co-citizens of beautiful Indonesia. Together we can do it, with heaven's love.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen. It's been a pleasure to have your company on Noteworthy News.
May your days be graced with joy and love.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Former Philippine President Fidel Ramos visited Formosan or Taiwanese President Ma Ying-jeou, where both affirmed the enduring friendship of the Formosan and Philippine people.
Saudi Arabia hosts a pavilion at the 7th Annual Alexandria International Book Fair in Egypt to introduce the latest books by the Ministry of Education and Saudi universities.
South Korea's Football Association and the Japanese Football Association have agreed to resume their annual friendly games after 18 years, with the first match to be hosted by Tokyo in October.
Madagascar President Marc Ravalomanana and former Antananarivo Mayor André Rajoelina agree in a mediated meeting upon a five-point plan that could lead to a unity government.
Award-winning American actor George Clooney met with U.S. President Barack Obama and Vice President Joe Biden to encourage further humanitarian efforts in the Sudanese region of Darfur.
Formosan or Taiwanese scientists report that natto, a fermented food made from boiled soybeans, prevents the formation of proteins involved in Alzheimer's disease.
The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation donates $12.5 million to bring mobile phone banking to citizens in less fortunate countries who may not have a bank account but have a mobile phone.
The second Arab Media Forum for Youth is held in Cairo, Egypt, attended by some 4,000 students with contributions from information ministers, leading media figures, and top journalists.
Humanitarian groups in Dubai partner to offer medical treatment to injured Palestine children, also fitting them with prosthetics so they might play again.
Following the December 2004 tsunami, the UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, has completed the construction of 200 earthquake-resistant and child-friendly schools in Indonesia's Aceh Nias region. Details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com.